If everyone would please take a seat, that would be great. I just need one more voting elected member of the Portland City Council. Carla, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your lunch?
I was good.
What'd you have?
I had udon noodle soup.
Udon noodle soup, that sounds great.
It was good.
Roland, how was your lunch?
Not as good as her.
What did you have for lunch?
Peanut butter and jelly from home.
You had peanut butter and jelly from home? You're like a master chef, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, commissioners, wherever you're at, sergeant of arms, can you go find some commissioners? Can we go ahead and have our first Director Quinton and is Chair Andrews here today? No. So why don't you go ahead and have a seat up here?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Commissioner Fish? What did you say?
He's mocking me now. He asked you what you had for lunch.
Peanut butter and jelly every day.
I'll beat the mayor to the punch. I thought you did a superb job at the streetcar opening.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That was good.
Thank
Very
you.
Very nice speech.
I forgot to ask, how did the opening of the railroad museum?
Thank you for asking. We only had 6,000 people.
Wow.
Who came through over the weekend. And it was really exciting. And
we had 30,000 people ride the streetcar for free on Saturday and 20,000 on Sunday. So that's pretty good. We're waiting for a quorum, in case you're wondering. I sent security to get you.
Nick did this morning.
Randy, I just want to say, the mayor and I always consider it a joy when you have a chance to join us at one of these
proceedings. Yeah, are we interrupting something?
Sam said something earlier, said he was grateful that you made time.
Grateful, all right. Now that,
for this.
Now that Commissioner Leonard has found time and is scheduled to join us, Carla, would you please take roll?
Yes. Saltzman? Leonard?
Aye. Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Here. A quorum is present. We have a time certain at 2 o'clock. Can you please read the title to a report, which is Council Item 1104.
Accept the Portland Economic Development Strategy, a 5-year plan for promoting job creation and economic growth, 3-year status report.
Today we'll hear a 3-year status report on the city's economic development strategy. Patrick Quinton from the Portland Development Commission will present the most recent progress report that does show that the local area is on an uptick, and we're on an uptick that is healthier, economically more healthy than a lot of other locales around the United States, and that should make us feel very fortunate and should show that some of our early work, the initial strategy that was approved by this City Council and the Board of Commissioners, is working. But the numbers also show we have a lot more work to do. And so I'd like to thank the Portland Development Commission and its partners. The success of this strategy is due to our partnerships, and they include the Portland Business Alliance, Venture Portland, Work Systems, Inc., the East Portland Chamber of Commerce, the Small Business Advisory Council, the Mayor's Economic Development Cabinet. A lot of folks went into crafting this strategy, and even more have been involved in implementing it. Director Quinton.
Thank you very much, Mayor Adams. Good afternoon, commissioners. And yeah, we are here to present the 3-year update on the strategy that you adopted in July of 2009. And we do have some very promising results to share. And I'll dig into some aggregate job and investment numbers for the entire 3-year period. But most of the update will focus on what we've done in the past year since the update we gave you last year. But I first want to start with the Portland plan, the 25-year strategic plan that you recently adopted. This plan has as one of its 4 priorities economic prosperity. And more importantly, I think for the first time, it's a city plan that recognizes the foundational role that job creation plays in the overall health of the city. Because we got a head start on that plan and thinking about our economic future, we had an economic development strategy that was available to help guide the work of the Portland Plan. And that strategy, basically its substance, now resides within the economic prosperity section of the Portland Plan. So it firmly embeds it in the future planning for the city and ties the work that we do as well to the values of equity and opportunity and the healthy connected city priority as well as the educated youth priority. So firmly part of the Portland Plan. And so if you dig into the economic prosperity section, you will see, as I mentioned, the strategy that we adopted. And the strategy, as you recall, has three primary goals: traded sector job growth, urban innovation, and neighborhood business vitality. And at the time, we said when the strategy was adopted, we were setting a challenge to create 10,000 net new jobs. And I'll talk about our progress on that on that front in a minute. But what I want to talk about is how the strategy continues to evolve and mature. So the strategy was adopted, and it had some near-term initiatives, longer-term initiatives. But the assumption was that we would build out within particular areas of the strategy, and we've done that. So over the past year, you have seen from us the neighborhood economic development strategy, which builds out the initiatives that we proposed in the economic development strategy. Our entrepreneurship action plan, which has taken hold, and entrepreneurship once again was one of the major themes of the economic development strategy. The Metro Export Plan, which we developed in concert with our partners around the region and the Brookings Institution. International trade, once again, a significant part of the economic development strategy and our focus on traded sector firms. And then lastly, the education urban renewal area, which highlights the importance of our higher education institutions and the long-term economic health of our region. So all of the plans and strategies that you have seen from us since the adoption of the strategy were all intentional evolutions of the strategy. And so I'll talk about where we are on those specifically. But we do have a comprehensive economic development strategy that has built out in these sections. And as a result of that work, I think we can truly say that we have not just a regionally significant economic development strategy, one that has informed our efforts with our partners, but I think it's nationally recognized as well. We are trying to put forward some of the best thinking around the country, not to take us off of our focus of job creation, but because we think it highlights the good things that are going on in Portland and communicates the competitive advantage that we have as a place to do business. And before I get into the results, I want to echo what Mayor Adams said about our partnerships, our collaborative efforts. All the partners that Mayor Adams mentioned have been vital to this. In addition, I want to mention Greater Portland Inc., our regional economic development partner, Portland State University and OHSU, who are once again partners of ours on the higher ed initiatives, the Port of Portland, Business Oregon. It really is a significant regional effort, and it cuts across not just business organizations, but education, labor, and workforce organizations. And lastly, before I get in, I do want to thank you once again for your support of this strategy, not just in the adoption of the strategy, but also your support in terms of funding the strategy and your ongoing support year after year as we brought new initiatives to you. So first, let me talk about our impact on the job and investment front. Since the strategy was adopted, we have assisted over 500 businesses. This is direct assistance provided by this either PDC, the City of Portland, or the partners that we fund. We provided over almost $75 million in direct financial assistance. That financial assistance has been leveraged 10 times. So we're talking $750 million in private investment. So before we get into the job numbers, those are impressive by themselves. But when we talk about how to effectively use public dollars to generate economic development, I think we're now seeing a model that we can replicate going forward and a model that we can defend when people ask, why would you invest additional dollars in economic development? The job and leverage numbers really speak for themselves. On the job front, we talk about this in two ways. We think about how we impact job creation directly. And so those are the businesses that we touch, that we provide loans to or make investments in, the projects that we invest in, and then we'll talk about the overall change in employment. But on the direct job creation front, we've impacted over 4,000 jobs over the past over 3 years. About 1,400, almost 1,500 of those jobs are jobs that we helped retain, and then the remainder are new jobs that were created either through work that we've done with local companies, startup companies, primarily small businesses, and then almost 900 jobs that we have attracted through our very targeted recruitment efforts.
And remind me again, the purple, what is the purple?
That's a total job. So if you add up the jobs that we've retained, if you add up the three other columns, you get to the 4,200 job number.
Thank you.
When we look more broadly and look at the overall employment trends, when the strategy was adopted, I think the headline for the strategy was that we aim to create 10,000 net new jobs in 5 years. We are over 15,000 net new jobs in Multnomah County since that time. Multnomah County is how we measure the jobs. The data is available primarily at the county level. But significant progress on that front. As we've shown in the previous slide, we don't take credit for all that job growth, but as the mayor mentioned, we truly believe that the trends are heading in a very positive direction, that the city of Portland as well as the region are experiencing significant economic growth, and we believe that our work as well as the work of our partners around the region is playing a role in that, not just in terms of the direct work we do with businesses, but also just in terms of how we're trying to diversify the economy, create a more stable economy for the future, one that's less susceptible to the business cycles. And then we're also seeing a significant decline in the unemployment rate from the highs of the recession. We obviously still have around 8% unemployment that is way too high, and so we have significant work to do. But the trends are in the right direction, and more importantly, what we're seeing for the first time is the Portland metro area and Multnomah County dropping below the national average. Typically, we're above the national average. As I mentioned, we are more susceptible to economic cycles, or have been historically, and I think we're now entering a period where we can outperform the national economy, and hopefully we can bring along the rest of the state as well. So if you go back out to the strategy and we dive into each of our three areas, we start with traded sector, our work in traded sector job growth. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we have filled out different parts of the economic development strategy since its adoption. So if you look at these four primary areas, we have specific strategies that are more detailed, more robust than they were 3 years ago. But they include entrepreneurship and innovation, our cluster work, the work that we're doing around international trade and attracting foreign investment, as well as our work with WSI around workforce development. With regard to entrepreneurship, we've had a number of fairly high-profile initiatives. I don't think anything has received more attention probably than our work in establishing the Portland Seed Fund. We have made direct investments in the Seed Fund of around $700,000. We've leveraged that money three times in the fund itself. And then in terms of follow-on investment, I think we're tracking now about $17 million in additional follow-on investment for all the companies that have gone through the Seed Fund. The Seed Fund now is up to I think, 25 companies. 17 have graduated, and they have 8 in their latest round. I think all are still in business. We don't expect that trend to hold, but I think the early results from the Seed Fund exceed our expectations significantly. But we have other initiatives, whether it be the Produce Row initiative on the Central East Side, Portland 100, which is an effort to grow our most scalable startups, our State of Entrepreneurship Scorecard, which is designed to give us real metrics to measure our progress, our work in establishing Startup PDX, and our work with our university partners around technology and commercialization efforts. All this is trying to build a robust entrepreneurship ecosystem, and we believe that the early results suggest that we're making a difference. So with regard to our clusters, I think everybody knows we've been focused on four clusters for the past 3.5 years, software, advanced manufacturing, clean tech, and athletic and outdoor. What I have here to show you is just the job trends. We have a lot of other individual accomplishments that I can highlight. But I first just want to highlight that three of the four clusters have experienced material growth in jobs from their low point, which you can see on the graph there. We believe that this is consistent with the analysis that we did in selecting these clusters, and so it was our expectation that they would grow as the economy grew, and we're hopeful that these trends will continue. On advanced manufacturing, I just want to highlight the job trends in manufacturing in Portland are similar to what they are around the country. Manufacturing is growing production, but we're not seeing growth in employment. Companies are choosing to invest in capital equipment and not in new jobs, and we can't tell if that's a long-term trend that's going to hold. However, locally, we still see significant employment opportunities within our advanced manufacturing sector. In particular, there's a significant percentage of the local workforce will be retiring, and we have real work to do on the workforce side to train the next generation of folks who are going to work at our local manufacturers. So it remains a vital part of our economy. And like I said, productivity within local manufacturing is really exceptional. And so now we just need to figure out how to give them the workforce that they need for the future. We've been before you with some of the other accomplishments of our clusters, whether they be our recruitments and the companies we retain, Iberdrola and Vestas on manufacturing. We help retain PICO in Southeast East Portland. We assisted Elemental Technologies, one of our high-profile software companies. They moved and expanded into a new location. We've had a number of initiatives designed to help promote their local clusters, whether they be the Techlandia initiative that we worked on with the Technology Association of Oregon, our We Build Green Cities effort to promote the green building industry internationally. We work continuously with our partners at the Oregon Manufacturing Extension Partnership around helping improve efficiency in manufacturing. And, of course, we have our athletic and outdoor cluster. We continue to recruit companies like Garment and promote that industry. So the cluster work, I think we feel like, has benefited each of these industries, and our challenge there is just to continue to figure out new ways to help grow the competitive advantage of these companies. And I do believe we will be taking another look at our clusters in the coming year to decide if we're still on the right path and we have the right clusters. And then the third area around traded sector job growth that I want to focus on is our work around international trade. The development of the Greater Portland Export Plan was a significant achievement for the region and will turbocharge what is already very robust trade activity. We are the second most trade-dependent metro economy in the country, and we put forth a plan that will once again double exports in the next 5 years.
And I'd like to reframe that. We are the second most robust place for exports and trade in the country.
It was meant to be positive, so I appreciate you reframing it. This remains a priority for our work, because if we're going to have a traded sector economic development strategy, we have to help our companies sell their goods and services internationally. The plan provides the blueprint for that, and we're working closely with our partners in Greater Portland, Inc. and the state and our other regional partners to implement that plan. In addition, we will continue to engage in trade missions and the International Trade Week and awards dinner that the mayor started. All of these have been very successful in promoting not just Portland companies, but also Portland and Oregon as places to do business. So the second area of the strategy is our urban innovation strategy, and that has four elements in it as well. And we, as with our traded sector job growth plans, we've continued to refine our thinking around what it means to drive leadership in new building technologies and maintain a vital central city and a higher education sector. And so we have four mutually reinforcing plans. One is around job-focused redevelopment. The next one is around next-generation built environment. The third is around urban vitality. And lastly, higher education. I'll start with higher education. With regard to higher education, in addition to the PSU education or urban renewal area, which that was adopted this year and will and will devote significant resources to making PSU even more of a world-class university than it already is. We continue to expand our work around how to partner with our local universities around their research and commercialization efforts. We have proposed commercialization grant program to help the companies coming out of their research programs to obtain the business assistance they need to get their businesses up and running. We'll continue to work with OHSU around the development of their Life Sciences Collaborative Center and the accompanying facilities that are needed to support business growth there. I think we invested significant dollars in the PSU wet lab, and would hope to continue to support expansion of that space in the region. The next area of focus has been around our efforts to maintain a vital urban core, and I think this is the work that gets a lot of attention, and people see it on a daily basis, but it does pay real dividends, whether it be our retail strategy, which has had tremendous success in attracting high-profile tenants like Target and H&M and Sephora, and is working to brand our downtown retail core, to our investments in transportation, like our the recently opened streetcar, where PDC invested probably 25% of the total cost of that project. To our work in redeveloping some of the most visible downtown buildings, things like the Ocon Building on the waterfront, or the Burnside Bridgehead project, which is finally underway on the east side of the river. We continue to believe that our strategy is dependent, our economic development strategy is dependent on maintaining Portland, the city of Portland, and downtown as a vital part of the region.
Patrick, are we not allowed to mention a certain high-tech and phone companies new store?
I don't think so.
No, we're not.
We're saying, I don't think so.
we're excited about that.
That's
yes,
right.
We are.
The third area of focus is our work.
And I don't shop at H&M.
I don't either. But
you can tell, okay.
But that's right. The third area of focus is what we call the next generation built environment, and it's how we characterize our work in green building, green development, and the leadership position that we believe we have internationally within that. We are committed to seeing the development of living buildings, I'll say plural, in the city of Portland. We obviously have been working extensively on the PSU campus, and we believe that we have a potential path forward on that. But we have a neighbor living building in the June Key Delta Center, which is close to meeting the 7 requirements for a living building status, and that was supported heavily by PDC loans and grants, as well as significant PDC staff time. And then we're also pushing forward on a number of eco-district initiatives, which involve both potential infrastructure investments in district heating and cooling and stormwater, as well as partnerships and collaborative work among building owners and businesses to reduce the cost of doing business and to reduce the overall footprint of their operations in those districts. Our work in partnership with our partners in those districts, including Lloyd, has resulted in significant investment, and most notably the planned investment by Langley and American Asset Trust of nearly $250 million in the new Lloyd Superblock. All that contributes to development of an eco-district, a greater eco-district in that neighborhood. So the last part of the economic development strategy is our work in our neighborhoods, and I feel, I think, most gratified by the progress we've made in the past year. We introduced the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy, and this council adopted it. That was over a year ago. And that strategy recast the way that we think about neighborhood development. I think the city and PDC have made significant contributions to Portland neighborhoods over the years and significant investments, but we've also had some missteps. And I think this strategy is an attempt to recognize what's needed in neighborhoods across Portland right now, and to do a better job of working with our community partners to not just make things happen now, but to sustain the work in those neighborhoods. And more explicitly, the strategy recognized that there's been a significant change in the dynamics at the neighborhood level within the city of Portland over the past few decades, and that our work must be focused on communities of color. Our work must be focused on neighborhoods that have historically not received the same level of investment as other areas in Portland. And I think that means that we need to focus more on East Portland and outer Northeast Portland. So we have a strategy now that actually does that, and it states it explicitly as the objective. And that strategy has four components. Four is a big number today. So it's driving neighborhood business growth. It's strengthening our commercial districts. It's creating economic opportunity for all of Portland residents. And then lastly, and most importantly, building community capacity so that this work sustains itself regardless of what PDC's budget's like or what the city's budget's like. So on the neighborhood business growth side, one of our main strategies has been to work with community partners to help provide the assistance, whether that be financial or non-financial assistance, to businesses throughout Portland. And you can see them listed here. A number of them have received grants from general fund money that you appropriated to us, that we awarded through an RFP process to partners like Craft 3 that we now have an agreement with. They will put $1.5 million available through a loan fund to small businesses, primarily in East Portland, as well as our own grant programs that go directly to community organizations and small businesses. Through our partners and through our work, we've assisted 136 small businesses over the past year and 376 businesses through our successful microenterprise and EOI program. The next area focuses on commercial districts, and what we now have through our Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative districts. We have six new districts, once again, primarily in East Portland and outer Northeast. We have three maturing Main Street programs, and we have to focus in areas like the Kenton downtown area. We have a small handful of priority commercial districts, and our work is to build up the capacity with the business associations in those districts so that they can achieve their plans for growth. We provided direct financial assistance to those organizations so that they can carry on the work. But more importantly, we've worked with our partners at Venture Portland and the Nonprofit Association of Oregon to help train these organizations so that they have the capacity to continue that work. And then within those commercial districts, we can then strategically invest our resources in catalytic projects that help these plans. And so the example of our work with Hacienda CDC to help promote their development of their Mercado in Lentz is an example of that, of strategic use of our resources to support what's going on in those commercial districts. And then lastly, on the economic opportunity and community capacity front, as I mentioned, we've worked extensively with Venture Portland to provide technical assistance to business development organizations throughout the city. We've established to help implement our plan a one-of-a-kind neighborhood economic development leadership group that includes representation not just geographically and not just across all communities of color, but it also includes representation from areas of expertise that haven't really been represented in the past on some of our groups. And so we have, in addition to community residents and representatives from community organizations, we have bankers and we have folks with professional expertise around the table as well. We have representatives from larger companies like Burgerville who are willing to give their time to help see this strategy succeed. And then, of course, we continue to make real progress with the Economic Opportunity Initiative that we manage. We've helped over 2,000 adults and young people with job training, and once again, working directly with our community partners to make that happen. And then the last thing I want to point out, which I think is a new opportunity for us, but we've had a few what I believe are groundbreaking community benefit agreements for us. So solar power, company that is doing ribbon cutting tomorrow, had the first community benefit agreement that we've ever had on a recruitment, and that has had a significant effect on their job hiring and job training plans. But we also have community benefit agreements in place for the redevelopment of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, as well as our Oregon Sustainability Center living building. When that goes under construction, we'll have very ambitious goals for how those dollars are spent. And that will build on, I think, that one of PDC's strongest legacies is our exceptional track record in working with minority and women contractors. Last year, we had 39% of our dollars went to MWSB firms, and we also had significant results on the workforce and apprenticeship side. So we're excited to move those, that thinking and those results into more broadly into our business development efforts. So that's the overview of our results, both for the past year, but also for the last 3 years. And I just want to close. I know we have a number of people here to testify, and I'm looking forward to having you come up and talk with you about the benefits of our work. But I just want to reiterate what I said at the beginning. This strategy has been incredibly effective in not only organizing our work around economic development, but in helping us create new discipline within PDC about how we do our work and how we establish priorities for our own investments. And so I think it's really been created a kind of sea change in how we operate. And so I want to express my appreciation once again for your support for this strategy, your support for the dollars that have come our way, your support to say when we wanted to say yes to things, you've been supportive of that, and when we've had to say no to things, you've been supportive of that. And it takes courage during a period where general fund resources were at a premium. And so I really do thank you. And specifically, since Mayor Adams won't be here for the next economic development strategy update, I want to thank Mayor Adams in particular for your leadership on this. This would not have happened without your leadership. And I think we have momentum around economic development that we wouldn't have had if it wasn't for you taking a stand on this. So I want to thank you for your efforts.
Thank you. And right back at you, you've done a fantastic job.
Thanks.
All right, to our testifiers.
Please come up three at a time. The first three are Sandy McDonough, Randy Miller, and Mark Lopez.
Welcome back. Welcome. Have a seat. Take a seat.
Look at that. Wow.
Well, flank you.
Picture.
Nice to see you, Ms. Nice McDonough. Would you like to begin?
Thank you very much. Mary Adams, a member of council. I'm Sandra McDonough with the Portland Business Alliance, and I'm thrilled to be here today. I'm here to support the city's economic development strategy and to congratulate all of you for the excellent work that's been done under this strategy, which, as Mr. Quinton just said, was led by our mayor, and it was a fantastic job. Thank you very much. This focus on job creation is incredibly important to our city. Even with the progress that was just reported on, we still have unemployment rates that are unacceptably high, and we have wages and incomes that are less than national average. This is not good for families, and it's not good for government services because those jobs generate the tax revenue that pay for the important services that we all care about. So how do you improve wages and incomes? You create really great jobs, private sector jobs, and that's what this strategy does. We were thrilled to see the strategy's cluster focus, and the continued focus on manufacturing. Even though, as again Mr. Quinton showed, there's been an overall national decline in manufacturing jobs, the Portland region actually performs better than many of our peer cities, and we have retained a number of high-value manufacturing jobs. And we just today released a study, which I've passed out to you, that shows that these jobs pay higher salaries and have better benefits than non-manufacturing jobs, and they generate $36 billion worth of economic activity in our region every year. One thing that the report points out that I think is very important is that the average number of employers at our manufacturing jobs employers is 55, which means that a lot of our manufacturing employers are actually small businesses. And the focus that the city has had on its economic development strategy to help those businesses find markets, and international markets in particular, has been very important to them. We also strongly support the focus on traded sector industries, which are key to the health of our region. Traded sector jobs also pay more on average than other industries, and most importantly, they bring new money into our economy, which then supports all of the local businesses. Additionally, as international trade, which again is the focus of the strategy, is very important, and it could help us grow our traded sector jobs in this region. And leadership by Mayor Adams and the Portland Development Commission was instrumental in having Portland selected as only one of only four cities that is participating under the Brookings Institute export strategy. And I want to single out Noah Siegel from the mayor's staff, who has done just a phenomenal job on the Brookings Institution.
That's young.
And lastly, the focus on both small business and a vital central city are really important, and we're so happy to see the continued focus on that by our city leaders. So in closing, job well done, and again, would not have happened without the leadership of the mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great partner of the downtown retail strategy. Most people would not know that you personally were instrumental in helping to merge the two public-private regional economic development efforts together, merged, called Greater Portland, Inc. It's doing great work, and so I wanted to make sure folks know that happened because you wouldn't let it fail, although it kept
and you
fumbling. It came to be, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm. You were good on your 3 minutes.
Mr. Miller.
Thank you, sir. I'm Randy Miller. I'm a Produce Row area property owner, and I think I'll focus my remarks just specifically on that initiative because I think it has huge impact on this region. When I developed my property over there 30 years ago, within, by the way, partnership with the city on that development, the whole industrial district was very, very classified as industrial, and specifically it was old industry, which over time and has evolved into industries which have basically, through technology, have been kind of dying out. And we over there, meaning the Central East Side Industrial Council, as well as just the business owners and property owners, have kind of recognized that there's been a shift and there's been a growth there of, shall we say, non-traditional types that have moved into the district. But until the PDC strategy and until this specific initiative was able to enlighten us, we did not recognize how much that has actually occurred. And although we appreciate the fact it's an evolution, not a revolution, the fact of the matter is that the in-migration and the growth there is all the new economy type businesses that we would like to support and are supporting through this initiative, and also have bred a tremendous amount of success in making it far more prosperous. And as these people convert these old industrial sanctuary buildings into new space, they're attracting more and more of other types, again, that are looking at this space as a kind of gritty but kind of cool factor, and so they've been moving in dramatically. The other thing, too, which I think has been really heartening, is that retaining this job growth sector has really strengthened the neighborhoods all around, because that's where we're getting most of the employment. And as they're moving into these residential neighborhoods, it's not only strengthening them, but because of the closeness, they're using bikes and they're walking to work. So it really is all about what Portland's all about, and I think it's worked out really dramatically. Some of you have been on my best practice trip, and we go all over the world looking at these other cities, and every one of them want to be just like what we've got right here. It's a tremendous testament to the support that you've given over time, because other cities have lacked that and are sorry for it. So trying to make this thing grow, I think, is very much to the advantage of the entire region. The other thing that I think might be significant is the fact that the PDC strategy around Produce Row is also has developed some concepts around how to attract even more of these emerging types that are in the district through a fun kind of a contest where businesses can apply and can be, and if selected, they can get some free rent space, all sorts of little benefits, quite a buzz, and it's working out really well. So thanks for your support on this, and I think that we're all going to be really, really happy. By the way, and just a footnote, is that, you know, I've been crying because I've lost my 80,000-foot tenant in Tazo, right, and they're leaving in January. Well, the good news is I've not done one thing to market that space, and it's full.
Who'd you get? Who's the big?
Can't tell you. I've got, just like you couldn't tell me who the employer was, but I do. There's three different ones, but they're filling it up with MOUs.
Congratulations.
So again, that tells you the power.
Congratulations, and thank you for being Portland's business ambassador for all these years, all these trips, learning the lessons learned, both good and bad. I didn't quite understand your genius of taking me to Detroit, but it was very instructive, both in what could happen to us and also some really cutting edge innovative stuff, because they're so hurting. They're really doing some great, interesting stuff. So mm-hmm. Thank you for being our great ambassador.
Thank you.
Sir, welcome.
Hello, I am Mark Lopez, president of Crave Catering, and we are a small business located on the inner east side, and we've got about, 7 full-time, 2 part-time, and about 25 on-call employees, which is roughly up about 50% from last year. And we've, I guess I'm here today to just kind of share part of what the Hispanic Chamber has helped us through with the help from PDC. Over the years, we've just been working to grow as a small business, and last year we have gone through a strategic planning process. It was about a 6-month process that Jonath over at the Chamber helped us with and really helped us develop and reevaluate where we were, where we wanted to go, and how we were going to do that. Excuse me. Now that we're 6 months, 9 months into the year, how did that happen? We are up about 33%, and we're absolutely, stoked for for where things have been moving with the economy, but as our business growth and kind of working out our plan and developing that, we're also looking to things going on in our neighborhood in the Central East Side, because as we grow, we know there's going to be a point where we outgrow where we're at. We have a lease that's going to come to fruition, and we're looking at the next step of our plan, and that is to buy a building and create a venue space, and with that we'll need to add more jobs and hopefully throw more events and continue to thrive. So, but just kind of backtracking to the Hispanic Chamber and the program that PDC has helped them with, that's trickled down to us. As a small business, it's hard to find time to work on your business, and they've really helped us hone that in. So, I thank you guys for allowing that to happen. So, thank you.
Congratulations. And what's your website URL?
It's cravepdx.com.
Cravepdx.com for some fine catering.
A symphony of local ingredients crafted into mouth-watering food.
I've had some of their food.
Really? That's great. Yeah. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right, next.
Our Aaron Flynn, Fabiola Nunez, and Andre Magal. Andrew, sorry.
And Ms. Flynn, you had an early important role of helping to shape our economic development efforts, and it's an opportunity for me to thank you again publicly for that and for continuing to be making sure that PSU is a great partner. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Like to begin?
I would like to begin. Thank you, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. Nice to see you all. I'm Erin Flynn. I am Associate Vice President for Strategic Partnerships at Portland State University. And I want to take a few minutes to let you know just how important our partnership with PDC is and how much value the economic development strategy has delivered for PSU.
The economic development strategy truly has been a guiding document for both PSU's physical development over the last several years, as well as programmatic development. And it has guided investments in facilities, as well as academic programs and institutes. More recently, the two institutions have worked together to establish the Education Urban Renewal Area. Thank you. And this really focuses on assisting PSU in its efforts to become a world-class urban-serving research university. I think you all know that PSU is growing by leaps and bounds. We are the largest university in the state of Oregon with 30,000 students, and we're projected to grow to 50,000 students by 2030. Our research expenditures have also grown dramatically, doubling to $64 million since just 2004. Earlier this month, PSU was selected as one of a handful of up-and-coming universities by U.S. News and World Report, so we appreciate being acknowledged for our efforts. But in order for PSU to grow and attract top-flight faculty and students, we need to upgrade our facilities, build new labs, and modernize our classrooms, all with sustainability and the reduction of carbon emissions in mind. So the new urban renewal area will offset the costs of this development and relieve pressure on rises in tuition. So it's really critical for the future of the university and the city. My office is responsible for building and delivering a university-wide economic development agenda. And honestly, there are so many touch points between PSU and the economic development strategy, from clusters to export to applied economic research, but I want to highlight an area that I think is particularly important to the future of our city, and that is commercialization and entrepreneurship. As you know, in 2007, the Oregon Legislature established Oregon Inc. and three signature research centers to accelerate commercialization efforts, and PSU began technology transfer in earnest at that time. We now claim six startup companies that have spun out of PSU intellectual property. Four of these companies are located in the Portland State Business Accelerator, in which PDC made $1 million investment in wet labs. We now have five companies using our wet lab space, and the accelerator is full with over 30 biotech, clean tech, and software companies, employing 250 employees and raising over $130 million in venture capital and grants. So this focus on entrepreneurship and commercialization has really been key, and it's really bolstered our efforts on campus. And this fall, we are launching a Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship to really provide mentoring, pitch fests, competitions, and support to both faculty and student entrepreneurs. So I want to thank PDC for supporting us, and we look forward to a continued and deepening partnership in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your attention, and I will be speaking Spanish. And
bienvenidos.
Jared, he will be translate for me.
John.
Thanks.
Here,
what?
Bienvenidos a la ciudad de Portland.
Gracias.
Casa.
Buenas tardes, alcalde y miembros del Consejo de la Ciudad.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of City Council.
Mi nombre es Fabiola Núñez y soy dueña del negocio Fabi's Hair Studio, ubicado en 174 South East Division en Portland.
My name is Fabiola Núñez and I am the business owner of Fabi's Hair Studio on 17419 Southeast Division Street, Portland.
Gracias por la oportunidad de dirigirme a ustedes el día de hoy.
Thank you for the opportunity to address you today.
Mi negocio tiene 4 años en la actualidad. Contamos con 3 empleados y 2 contratistas independientes.
My business is 4 years old and currently counts with 3 employees and 2 independent contractors.
Estamos operando en el barrio suroeste de Centennial. No tenemos zonas comerciales, y muchos negocios como yo están operando de manera aislada.
We're operating in the Centennial neighborhood of Outer Southeast. We have no business district, and many businesses like mine are operating in isolation.
No estamos asociados a la ciudad, y por lo general, no tienen la oportunidad de conectarnos a la ciudad de otra manera a través de la policía o cuando pagamos nuestros impuestos o licencias.
We're not connected to the city and generally don't have the opportunity to connect to the city in other ways other than through the police or when we have to pay our taxes and licenses.
Hoy estoy aquí para decirles gracias por llegar a nosotros a las afueras de nuestra ciudad a través de su programa y apoyo técnico de negocios pequeños.
I'm here today to say thank you for reaching out to us in the outlines of our city through your Small Business Technical Support Program.
Yo estaba un poco sospechosa en el programa, pero ha sido impresionante y estoy muy agradecida con ustedes y con la Cámara de Comercio Hispana.
I was very leery of the program, but have been both impressed and grateful to you and the Hispanic Chamber.
Contar con los servicios y la asistencia de la Cámara Hispana en español y por personas que entienden el suroeste y la comunidad aquí realmente asegura que estoy totalmente tomando ventaja de la herramienta y los recursos facilitados.
¿Dónde estás?
Aquí, contar.
Sorry. Contar con los servicios y los
la asistencia de la Cámara Hispana.
I was very leery of the program, but have been both impressed and grateful to you and the Hispanic Chamber. Having the services and assistance of the Hispanic Chamber in Spanish and by individuals who understand Southeast and the community out here really ensures that I fully take advantage of the tools and resources being provided.
Esto nunca lo habría pensado, que la ciudad estaba tan interesada en nuestro éxito. Y estaba interesada solo en la ejecución de graffiti, el crimen y el pago por nuestros impuestos.
I would have never thought that the city was really interested in our success, other than the enforcement of graffiti, crime, and paying our taxes.
En el momento de tener la oportunidad de trabajar con la Cámara Hispana a través de programa, hemos sido capaces de añadir un empleado más y dos contratistas independientes. Mientras que podemos comprender verdaderamente el impacto financiero que proporciona a nuestra empresa este compromiso.
In the time we have worked with the Hispanic Chamber via your program, we have been able to add one staff and two independent contractors while truly understanding what is the financial impact that brings to our business.
Realmente viendo lo que es la rentabilidad y la sostenibilidad del negocio y tener un plan para seguir adelante.
Really looking at what profitability and business sustainability is and having a plan to move forward with.
Este es un nuevo día para mi negocio y espero que muchos otros negocios trabajando duro para mantener a sus familias puedan tomar ventaja de esta oportunidad y aprovecharla. Gracias por pensar en nosotros en las afueras de la ciudad del suroeste y por su apoyo con sus servicios.
This is a new day for my business. And I hope many other businesses working hard to support their families can take advantage of this opportunity. Thank you for thinking of us in Outer Southeast and supporting us with your services.
Por último, para sus servicios de cabello, hombres y mujeres, vengan a vernos en Fabi's Hair Studio. El viaje valdrá la pena. Gracias por su apoyo. Thank you very much.
And lastly, for great hair service for men and women, come see us at Fabi's Hair Studio. The drive is worth it. Thank you for your support. Gracias.
Una pregunta. Entre nosotros, ¿quién tiene el mejor corte de pelo?
Yo creo que todos.
My question. Oh, los todos.
So out of all of us, here,
no,
who has
no lo vamos
the best
a saber hasta que venga Fabi's.
Hey, my question was, would Commissioner Leonard and I be eligible for a discount?
Claro que sí, tengo un 10% de descuento.
Absolutely, she has a 10% discount.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
I think I qualify for a 50%.
Director McGaugh, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is Andrew McGaugh. I'm the Executive Director of Work Systems and a proud partner in the implementation of the Economic Development Strategy. And excuse me, Commissioner, I think it would be a 75% discount.
Thank you. All right. I didn't need that.
I really want to just begin by.
You wouldn't have said that if you re-upped for another 4 years.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, that's easy for you to say now, man.
You know, if I didn't say anything to you, Commissioner. That's right. So I guess I just wanted to start by thanking you all for your focus on economic opportunity, job growth, worker and business success, and particularly to the mayor for his leadership in getting this plan out. Something that kind of often goes underlooked in this stuff is how much impact some of these plans can have on other systems, whether they're peripheral or partners down the line. And what I handed out today is an example of that. We recently formed what we refer to as the Columbia Willamette Workforce Collaborative, which is a partnership with my colleagues in Southwest Washington and Clackamas County. And the agreement is that if we identify targeted industries that benefit the region, our agreement is to work together to try and solve those problems on the workforce front. We've actually gone down to combining our board of directors under a single committee. And so this has turned into some real practical changes on the workforce front. And I do also want to acknowledge Patrick and Kimberly and the whole team at PDC. They've just done a stellar job, and I think the results speak for themselves. We have worked with PDC as well as other regional workforce and economic development partners to assure our investments provide regional workers with the skills they need to succeed in the identified targeted industry sectors. And I just want to read you a few facts. And by the way, the 8% translates into about 70,000 people still unemployed in the region. So we do indeed have some significant challenges. But just last year in the manufacturing sector, we connected more than 500 unemployed manufacturing workers with 25 companies, resulting in 160 new hires. We invested more than $350,000 to train 700 current workers that saved jobs and supported industry growth. We invested $1.3 million to train and place 300 new manufacturing workers, including everything from TIG welders to electrical engineers. We partnered with 19 community-based organizations to train more than 400 low-income, underserved city residents in careers in clean tech and other green industries. Over the past 2 years, we've raised nearly $15 million in new competitive grants to serve current and new workers in the manufacturing, clean tech, and IT software industries. Through these investments, which are just beginning now, thousands of local workers and job seekers will improve their skills and support the growth and competitiveness of our regional businesses. Finally, we're partnering with PDC, the city, Portland Public Schools, and others to ensure our youth understand and connect to job opportunities in these targeted sectors. Last year, you provided support for joint contracting with PDC that improved alignment of our respective youth workforce efforts, which will greatly improve services and outcomes for kids and allow us to enhance business partnerships to expand opportunities for youth to engage in these critical targeted industries. Again, thanks so much for your leadership on this. We're a proud partner in this effort and look forward to much success moving ahead. Thank you.
And you've been I serve on the board. And you've been not only a leader in the region, but folks don't know you're also considered thin edge of the wedge of innovation in terms of leading change on the national level as well. So thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Who else?
The next three are J.R. Storment, Jenny Glass, and Malcolm Ricks.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Who'd like to begin? Sir, why don't you begin?
Okay.
Ma'am, why don't you begin? Can you get that mic close to you so we can hear you properly?
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Jenny Glass. I'm here representing one of the six new Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative districts, the Rosewood Initiative. I'm actually excited to announce today that we're signing the contract with PDC this week, and we're ready to dig into the work of community economic development in Rosewood. There's no easy answers or overnight solutions to the challenges that we face at Southeast 162nd and Stark. We can separate out some of the issues to address public safety, housing, transportation, or economic development, but we won't get to our goal of a healthy community without putting everything back together. Every day we see firsthand how difficult it is for businesses to survive in a high-crime neighborhood. By partnering with PDC, Portland and Gresham Police, and Multnomah County, we can give businesses and residents the intensive individual attention they need to be prosperous. The MPI program provides us with this platform. As district manager for Rosewood, it allows me to be on the ground every day and always aligning our available resources to benefit the neighborhood. We've already seen incremental improvements from our work. The Village Square Shopping Plaza has gone from 3 vacancies to 1 in the past year. And this summer, we completed our first capital project, a powerful community mural at the intersection of Southeast 162nd and Stark. Not only is the mural a new attraction for drawing positive attention to the area, but it also was an opportunity for Rosewood community member Antoine Thomas to utilize his talent and improve his own neighborhood. The dozens of youth and adults that helped paint the mural have so much pride and ownership in the work that they did to bring positive change to the neighborhood. All of us in Rosewood genuinely appreciate the support and guidance we've already received through the